Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with us is Mark.
Hello.
So, it's a Wednesday, and we're recording the podcast.
After this, if this all goes well and is recorded and everything, I'll be recording the other podcast I do, because that's the regular day that goes up. And I'm getting over a stomach, I don't know what, which is making things even less. It's been an awful week.
Yeah, so we had some issues on Sunday recording the podcast. That's the reason why we weren't here, which sucks because Rich is going to be here with us, and Corey almost is going to be, but he had some issues come up. But we're going to try to record something for you. So we get something up there because we'd missed Easter, and it's never good to miss that many shows.
Yeah. So I mean, it would have been 6 weeks without a show.
Yeah, that sounds really bad when you say it.
And especially because of what would happen between the weeks is that we wouldn't have even tested anything out either. And it could have happened again and be like, okay, 2 months without a show.
Well, honestly, the real reason that I didn't feel like messing with anything on Sunday is I was trying to do my taxes and I was like, oh, I can finish this up before I start the podcast. And I couldn't get passwords to go into where I was going. And I was getting so frustrated that I had to restart all over and put everything in. And I wanted to make sure I got it all done. And it just, like, the more frustrated I got, the more I just, like, fuck everything. So, but
taxes suck.
Yeah.
They should just take out whatever they know so that you will not have to pay them anything or get a refund and just leave it. And just do it all automatically. So no filing of anything has to be done.
Well, see, the way I've got my taxes set up, it pretty much is that. I got $10 back in state and owed $5. Or I got $10 back in federal and I owed state $5. So that's just pretty close to almost perfect that you can get. So, but, you know, it's, I don't know. Taxes are stupid.
They are.
And if you own a business, I feel for you. So, but everything seems to be recording right now.
All you have to do is be an artist and then not, you know, just keep everything on the low. Don't tell anyone about the money you make. It's like, oh, it's a commission. They paid me. I did not file taxes.
So, CallGraph is actually working right now. So I don't know what the deal was on Sunday. And even if it's not working, I've got the backup going as well. I fixed that. So, you know, it's hopefully going to do a show. So,
hopefully.
Also, I want to give a shout out to a new podcast that's going to be coming to the network hopefully soon. We're going to try to record our first episode tomorrow night as a kind of episode zero. You guys may have heard me talk about my friend Sean quite a bit. He's one of my friends I met.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a good dude and everything, and me and him, we get on Xbox and stuff at night and play. We're always talking about UFOs and ghost stories and stuff like that. Well, he has another buddy that also is interested in that stuff, so we decided we're going to do a paranormal podcast, and it's going to be called Pixelated Paranormal Podcast. So and so we'll be coming to you from the 37th parallel, the Supernatural Highway. Boom. There's our tagline and everything ready to go. Only thing we need now is a logo. Sean. So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. I don't know.
Do you put a the before the title or do you just leave it the-less?
Huh?
How are you going to title it? Is it going to be the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast?
Oh, it's going to be. Well,
Paranormal Pixelated. I can't ever remember.
I've got Pixelated Paranormal as the website, so it's just gonna be Pixelated Paranormal. I mean,
yeah, that doesn't matter the URL. Yeah. I'm just saying, like when you refer to it, like
we'll probably call it the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast.
Okay, so it's the PP Podcast.
The PPP, yeah.
No, the PP Podcast. You don't need to let out the whole podcast word so that it's the PP Podcast.
Oh my God, so. Yeah, so he's Sean's working on the logo for it. That's what he says.
And he's freaking out apparently.
Well, he was like, he sends me text messages. so what size of this does the show art need to be? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't care about any of that stuff. I don't have any clue.
Why didn't you just Google it?
I don't know. And then he's
it's
like,
literally the easiest thing.
I thought, it wouldn't be that big a deal. Just make a logo and we'll shrink it down. And, it'll fit in the show art. Yeah, but what if I make it rectangle? I was like, well.
Why would he make it rectangle?
I don't know.
Has he never seen show art for anything? But it's always square.
I don't know.
He can make a rectangle for the header.
I don't know, Mark. Why do you do these things? Because you and Sean are the same person.
I don't know. I hate that so much. That is like one of the. That's why I never accept any of your invites.
Yeah, because you're the same person. I already have you in the party.
No. No.
So yeah, Preston and Sean and me. So, Pixelated Paranormal Podcast. The Pixelated Paranormal Podcast.
The PP Podcast.
The PP Podcast.
I'm actually excited to listen to it.
Oh, gosh. I know you're not. I don't know what your thoughts are on the paranormal and the supernatural, so.
Well, I don't really have many thoughts.
Yeah.
But I'm not someone who's like, oh, you're an idiot to think all these things.
Yeah.
Like, I am someone who firmly believes, because I think anyone's an idiot if they don't believe there is some other intelligent life out there, because. Mm-hmm. It's super ignorant to think we are the only intelligent people out there. If we think we're the only intelligent people out there, we're a bunch of ignorant people. That's just ridiculous.
Well, Sean wanted me to extend an invitation if you ever want to be on the show when we do it. So,
I was going to say, like, I would love to be on it, but I want to listen to a few before because I feel like, I could be.
We want to listen to a few before, too, because we don't know how this is going to
Like, go. I could be an interesting guest on the show being someone who's not really that into it and like doesn't know that much to be sort of a cipher for those people, and whatever.
Yeah. So, Sean wanted to say, hey, would Mark be in that? And I was like, I don't know if Mark would ever want to do that or not. I don't know what his thoughts are on such things. So, but hey,
Yeah. Well, first it has to become an actual podcast.
Yeah. Well, hey, they have mics now. I ordered That's them good. Mics. They're a little, and people are like, God, would you guys just talk about video games? They're a little sensitive. They seem to pick up everything, and hopefully we can get that adjusted. And that's kind of why we're doing a first episode, too, is kind of get some of the kinks worked out and see what we can do. But, anyway, it's episode zero. We're probably going to go over a little what we've, experiences that we may have had and what brought us to be into the paranormal and UFOs and the supernatural and stuff like that. And, it'd be interesting. And, so anyway, that's all I got to say about those things. So we should talk about what we have been playing. Did you like that?
Yep.
Playing. I don't know. Oh, God damn it. I think you got Google Drive brought up. Oh, there it was.
it's going to be so weird because there are like things that I just started playing, but it's like, I'm going to be talking about those on the other podcast, and I'm going to be going really in depth in there.
Well, we got to talk about a few things here. Because first off, I got to talk about Dark Souls 3.
You can talk about it. I mean, I've played so little of it right now.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the Dark Souls series, but I've gotten this one. I've actually gotten every one of them. This one I got through other means, but and I wasn't planning on playing it very much, but so far I'm pretty hooked on this one. And I don't know.
I have a question about the getting through other means. If you got Tomb Raider through other means, would you have bought a copy for yourself to support it?
I specifically bought Tomb Raider. I would have specifically bought Tomb Raider to support it.
Okay. I just want to make sure for all the shit you've given me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would.
Like, if you would have not in that case, I would be like, you're a hypocritical bastard.
No, because you remember when I got Xenoblade through other means, I still bought Xenoblade Chronicles when it was actually fully released day one on the Wii. So, I would have supported Tomb Raider. But, so Dark Souls 3, I'm actually pretty proud of how far I've made it in that game, because I've never made it to the boss of an area. I probably did in Dark Souls 1.
Well, I mean, in every one, you're introduced to a boss away. The difference with this one, and I know you're talking about like more than just your initial boss, but the difference with Dark Souls 3 compared to the previous games is that the first boss that you're introduced to in Dark Souls 3, you have to beat. It's not like we're just going to beat you down and tell you, just like get you ready for what this game is going to be like, and then you're going to be able to move on past this impossible boss.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly impossible.
Mm-hmm. And so I got to the first boss of where I'm at, and I was actually pretty impressed. He stomped me in one hit, so I definitely need to level up. But right now, it's just kind of like that grinding some things out. And maybe look around for other items. But I'm getting better at the game. I just do get really frustrated, though, when I think I've learned an enemy's pattern, and then I'll do something stupid, and I'll just get slaughtered, and then I'll lose. There's been a couple of times where I've lost, like, 6,000 soul or 3,000 souls, and that shit annoys the piss out of me. But, you know, I'm playing a knight class, and I just really do like exploring these worlds. These worlds are very interesting to me to explore, the way they're all put together. And you do get that. I do get that excitement of like, oh, I found a new area, or I got lost in the one of the areas, the first main area of the game, and I got lost, and I was like, I don't know where to go next. And then I was like, I just happened to drop down to another level and happened to see a door that I kind of was probably behind something, and I didn't notice it the first time. And so, oh, this is the way I'm supposed to go. So, and this game really feels a lot like Dark Souls to me 1, and not Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2 is just like, here's your little hub world, which, I mean, it's not really a hub world, it's a really tiny area, and then there are these different paths that take you to different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And this is much more integrated like Dark Souls 1.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, it's even the Firelink Shrine is the exact same thing from Dark Souls 1. And what I'm saying,
they even do the stupid thing where a dragon comes in and burns everything. It's like, oh,
exactly. Just like
in Dark Souls 1, you stupid. Because I remember hearing these past few weeks people talking about how it has a lot of homages, however you want to say that word, to the first game. And I was like, oh, I don't mind if it's maybe a reference here or there, but if it's going to be a lot of stuff like that, where it's literally just, oh, here's this thing happening, that happening, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. And I've also gone back and been playing Dark Souls 2 this past week, just to... I have Quantum Break, and I'll talk a little bit about that. I like the game Quantum Break. The issues I have with Quantum Break is there's a lot of story in that game. And when I get on at night with my buddies and we're all talking and stuff, I can't play Quantum Break. So I was like, I need something that's just mindless. And yeah, I'm not...
There's like 22 minutes of story for every hour of gameplay or whatever.
Yeah. And so I kind of need something that's... And plus there's lots of shit to read and stuff if you want to know the background of what's going on. And I mean, when I say there's a lot of shit to read, it's not like, oh, here's like, a couple of paragraphs. No, there's like freaking email Lost exchanges. Odyssey. Yeah, exactly. Like Dark Souls 3, to me, I'm just having a good time with it, and even though I'm getting frustrated, I do feel like I'm getting better most of the time, and as you do level up your character a bit, things do get a little easier, but it's just the amount of leveling up that you have to do to make things super easy, is weird. Well, I mean, that's just normal, but...
A nice thing with the Xbox One version, though, I don't know if it comes with a digital copy or not, but I was surprised to find out it came with the code for Dark Souls 1,
yep,
which is backwards compatible.
Yep. Yeah.
And something I wanted to get back to, but I really have a hard time turning on my 360 these days.
Yeah.
I don't like the controller as much, and it doesn't help that my experience with it is just like the games I've been playing, I don't really feel so much.
Yeah. So, but I'm enjoying Dark Souls 3, and I don't know what point I'll just be like, fuck this game, I'm out. But you never know. As long as I'm enjoying it, I'll play it until something comes along.
You'll stop playing the second you have like one more hit to kill a boss after you've been fighting it for hours and you end up doing something stupid and then you're just like, I'm done.
That probably will happen. Let's get on to, did you want to say anything about Dark Souls? Because I know you're going to talk about it in your podcast.
No, I think we got a good amount of stuff here.
Okay.
And I mean, there's not really, I mean, there really isn't that much to say because it just came out anyway.
Yeah, and the night it came out, it was kind of neat because Corey and I both had it. And he had just got back from the midnight launch at GameStop. And so him and I were basically at the same point of the game. And so it was kind of fun to walk around and saying I'm lost, and oh, you know, we'd run into the same enemies about the same time. We beat the first boss about the same time and stuff like that. And it was just like, oh, you know, he's telling me stuff and I'm like telling him stuff, and we're kind of getting an idea of what's going on. Because if it wasn't for him, I may not have figured out where to go after I got to Firelink Temple, because I did not realize you had to actually travel from the bonfire to the first area. So
yeah, it doesn't really tell you. I just realized it because you sit there, you see the travel app, you get the actual options at one of the bonfires, and finally, and then you see travel, you look at it, and then you see some location, and it's like, I haven't been here.
Yeah.
I know these first two ones because that's where I was, and I know the Firelink Shrine, but what the hell is this place?
Yeah. After running into the samurai sword or the katana guy several times and realizing, hey, we may not need to go that way. That dude's a bitch. Did you run into him outside the Firelink Shrine?
No. Wait. No, I don't think so.
He's a bitch. He'll take your health down in one hit. It's crazy.
I did run into, even though there was a little thing on the ground telling me, tough enemy ahead or turn around in the very, very beginning.
Oh, yeah, like the big blue thing.
The big, like, icicle crocodile thing.
Yeah. I ran from, like, a little bitch.
I looked at it, I'm like, because I first just made a, like, fake character just to get a handle on the controls. Because they don't list the control scheme, and I just wanted to make sure I knew everything before I started going willy-nilly with my own character. And then I was just like, whatever, I don't care about this character. His name is A-A-A-A-A. And I died.
Having played Dark Souls 2 a little before that, that did help, because I already knew how everything works, like, controller-wise and stuff. Because it's a really confusing game to pick up and try to learn how to play if you've never played one before.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely way more Dark Souls than Bloodborne, which makes me happy.
I still want Bloodborne. I need to get that again. I was hoping it'd get on sale for digital really cheap, so I would pick it up.
You can borrow my copy if you want.
I don't want to borrow copies and games, and then I just want to...
Why? You're somebody who actually would send it back.
Yeah, you know why? Because I know how it is. Rich. Mm. Sean.
How long has it been?
3 years.
Okay, because I don't know. I would need to calculate, but getting my copy of Heavy Rain back from Hotcakes, man, last year, that was forever ago. And that was like what essentially ruined a friendship. I still can't believe I actually have it back. It's mind-blowing to me. I was so sure that it just disappeared. But no.
So, Quantum Break. How much have you got to actually play?
I haven't played any. Because I haven't used the code because... they're like I checked the system requirements. Everything's fine except for one. Because it needs, like, for my video card, 2 gigs of RAM. And not... my video card has like 1.90 or 1.99, which in those cases, like in those systems, like those don't always mean those. You know, I could maybe run it in medium or whatever other things, but I could probably run it fine. My concern is if I can't run it fine, I'm gonna feel like crap for having wasted all the time downloading it. I don't want to download that much content.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to look into like other people's experience with it, because system requirements, that kind of check has always been way wrong. I remember my old laptop from way back. It said it couldn't run Oblivion at all, and I was able to run Oblivion on that machine in all the high settings, no frame rate drops or anything. So I don't really trust those things that well, because
Yeah.
everything else is like way over the like what it needs. Like you're top of the line in all these things. My video card is just, it's old at this point, but it's still a pretty good video card.
Gotcha. So Quantum Break is a third-person action game on it's a Xbox exclusive. It's been in development since it was one of the first games, like one of the first games announced for the system that was coming out. Seems like it was like one of the big E3 show at the big E3 press conference.
Probably.
And they're using some Hollywood stars, Littlefinger's in there,
It
Sean Ashmore.
definitely would have had to been announced then, because it was when the thing was all about TV, TV, TV.
And so it's a you it's really it's a lot of story. You heard us talk about there's lots of story and lots of things to read and stuff, and they say if you really want to know everything in the story, read the backgrounds. There
It's a
are
story where Iceman freezes time because he's Iceman.
so to get down to the meat and potatoes of it, you get some fun little powers. You can freeze time, freeze enemies, you can do time dodges. You get quite a few different powers. You can get a shield. I just it's really hard to go into the game because it is a lot of story. And I think the combat is really fun. And I do like the game, but like I said, I haven't played. I'm only in like the second act, and the first act is only like an hour long. I will say this: I, unlike Rich, I don't care for the TV show part. I think it's cool how it integrates into the game, but the actual story, the actual show, I just think is boring, and I don't really. I feel like I need to watch it, but at the same time, I feel like I'd just rather skip it and play the more of the game. And they're like 22-minute long episodes. But see, what's funny is that after the episode ends and you pick the game back up, sometimes it like leads exactly where the show left off, but from the other per from the main character's perspective. So I don't know. I don't really care about that part of it, but the game is still pretty fun. And if you've got an Xbox and want to play it, I'm sure you will pick it up at some point. I know there's a lot of people bitching that it's a short game, that it only takes about 8 hours to finish if you take out the TV show stuff. But and I don't know, I that doesn't bother me. 8 to 10 hours of a game, I'm good most of the time. But if you want to wait for a sale, I totally understand.
You could replay it.
Yeah, and you
Get
can
some of
you.
the alternate storylines going.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things is that you can find items in the world, and if you interact with them, that will create time breaks in the show that will actually be added into it. Like there's some place early on in the game where you, if you walk up with your brother, or yeah, I don't know who I think it's your brother. If you walk up to this chalkboard or whatever, he sees like a formula, and he'll like fix the formula, and then they'll make a mention of it in the show. And there's also areas where you get to decide the fate of somebody. They got stuff like that, and it's all part of the game, and it's kind of interesting. So, but it is what it is. It's a single player game, and I don't mind. Not everything can be sandboxy and everything. They had a vision, and this is what they wanted.
Yeah, it's
So.
nice to see a game come out and be just single player and be story driven and
And
all
no
that.
DLC.
Yeah.
So.
I wonder if they'll do a American Nightmare type of, here, you just want to play the gameplay? Here you go.
Yeah. Oh. Who knows at this point? I guess we both played the. Did you play the Final Fantasy 15?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. That demo is not as indicative
It's terrible.
as the first demo that was released actually showed you how combat worked with all four team members at the same time. This demo was just shit, and
It's
the other demo was
horrible,
shit too. But you know what I
and
will say about this demo? At least ran and it looked pretty for the most part.
it looked okay.
it looked better than the first demo.
I didn't play the first demo. But from a franchise that I always think of as, this is going to be a highlight of the visual fidelity on whatever console it's on at the time, it is not at all that. And it was just a terrible demo. And I know this is a demo made to be a demo. It's not part of the actual game. I don't care. They chose to put all this content together. They chose to put it out there as a representation of the game, to get people excited about it, to get people interested in it, to give people a little taste of it. And the taste I had was terrible. It makes me not want to play the game at all. I have no interest in Final Fantasy 15 now.
And to me,
it was awful.
It's, you know, it was just basically a tech demo, but they didn't even tell you what the point of anything was. Like, there's all these
I'm going to turn into a truck and knock over some kid's little play toy things. And it's like, what is going on?
Yeah, it was a weird demo. And, like, just, I don't know. And, like I said, the combat wasn't even that exciting because you only had the one character. And I don't even think this combat in the game is that good when you got four characters. I've not been a fan of the demos, and I'm worried about this game. I can honestly see why it's been in development hell for almost, 10 years now since it was announced as Final Fantasy Versus 13, which I always thought that game looked like garbage.
I think it's clear from the demo and potentially the demos, because I haven't played the first one, that this was never meant to be a main, new, a real Final Fantasy game, mm-hmm. that this was an offshoot that they just decided to, we haven't been working on an actual Final Fantasy 15, but if we put Final Fantasy 15 as the title, it'll get more people interested, because people are sick of Final Fantasy 13, and it's just getting worse and worse with these offshoot games, so let's just move on.
Yeah.
And, no one will know, but everyone does know, because it's... open knowledge.
I just hate that Final Fantasy used to be something that was exciting and turn-based combat and stuff like that, and that's what I liked about Final Fantasy. And now it's like we can't get a game like that anymore.
The best Final Fantasy game right now is Final Fantasy 14 from all accounts.
Yeah, and
like,
I can't.
I would much rather have that come out on Xbox One than this, or because I've really wanted to play it and I can't go back unless they maybe release it on the PS4, is I'd love to play Final Fantasy 12 if they up-res it or something or whatever.
I'm honestly surprised that never happened. I guess because maybe Final Fantasy 10 didn't sell as well. I don't know.
Because Final Fantasy 12 was never the biggest seller, the most popular in the franchise, because it was so different, which is why it had me so interested.
Until you fought that damn dinosaur.
Yeah, I stopped playing it just because it wasn't because I let my own stupidity that I knew I was going to die. Well, I did not know the tomato was going to kill me. That was shocking. The T-Rex, yes, I can understand that. A fucking tomato? Nah.
You got to let that tomato go, bro.
It's a very dense game.
Put it
There's
in the
so
salad.
Much in it. Fucking tomato. I don't like tomatoes. I eat a lot of fruit. You thought I was going to say vegetables. But I don't like tomatoes.
So, I haven't really played anything else that I can think of.
You know what I'd love to be playing?
What's that?
SNES games on a 3DS.
Well, I did play some of those.
I didn't, because I can't. And Nintendo doesn't want me to.
Oh, here we go. No, go ahead and rant about this, because I know you've been bitching about this to us in private chat.
It's such bullshit. It doesn't make any sense for it to be limited. I guess it said limited in the description, but it was really just an anniversary edition. But they sold about 30 million copies of Red, Blue, and Green. It's a pretty popular game. And it's the first of the franchise. Like, why not make so many copies of this? Because people actually want to buy this version of the console. They don't want your stupid Wii U. Nobody wants an Animal Crossing thing. I would either buy a standalone 3DS, new 3DS, which they should release. They should release a standalone for $150, because that's how much it is worth, because they don't include the AC adapter, and that wouldn't include any games or any kind of special thing. Because then they could sell all the faceplates and all that kind of crap. But another thing that's annoying is just looking more into this is that I don't think it's in all the Pokemon bundles, though, at the same time. But it's in none of the Animal Crossing ones, is that The Animal Crossing new 3DSs all have the TN or whatever display, but the Pokemon ones have the IPS display, which
Now, I
is
don't even know what that
significantly better.
is.
It's basically just better lighting, more natural colors, and you know when you turn your head or like turn the screen and it's away from you and slanting, and it becomes much more washed out and everything, and it's harder to see. With an IPS display, it'll be clear,
Gotcha.
So I mean, there are good videos on YouTube for anyone who's interested in looking at that, but that's another annoying thing. But just like, I have been frustrated because with Amazon I get these alerts. I go there in seconds, I try to order it, it's still showing up as them having some in stock, and I'm trying to order it, it won't let me order shit. And then their customer service response is always like, well, just keep checking the page, and if there's ever is an order, it's like, that's what I've been doing. And then when it is and I try to order, it doesn't work. And they're like, well, we don't have it right now, but there are these other sellers who have it, you can always buy it from them, we'll waive the shipping fee. I'm like, I'm a Prime member, shipping's already free. Two, I don't want to pay $300 for this console. That's the whole point, you stupid pieces of garbage. I hate Amazon customer service. It's some of the worst experience, and it's just super annoying because I had no handheld until the Game Boy Color. I had the purple Game Boy Color, and the reason I got it is because someone let me play a little bit of their Pokemon game, and I was like in awe of it. I fell in love with it, and that's why I wanted this. And I thought, I wouldn't have to rush out and buy it because it's a lot of money to put out at any time. I thought they'd make more of it than jack shit. But apparently they haven't. I'm still in hopes that they'll come out with more at some point. Like, it'll be an amiibo thing where it'll come out at some point. Or maybe at E3 they'll announce that they'll release a bundleless one for 150. Because I don't want the shittier version that comes with the shittier version of Animal Crossing. I don't want an XL. I want this little one.
Oh, so
And
I didn't even realize that there was this was the little one. I just thought
well,
it was
yeah,
an
because
XL.
the XLs don't have the faceplates. They don't have that functionality.
Why are you so worried about the XL? Why don't you just get an XL?
I don't like the XL. It's not portable. I want a portable
Gotcha.
device.
Gotcha.
I don't like the XL that I have. I don't want an XL. And also, I mean, with XLs, you don't know what kind of display you're going to get either. But it's all stupid.
Well, now I understand why you want the new three. You don't have a new 3DS. You just got the old one.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I've really wanted to play Monster Hunter, but I can't because I would have to get the like nub attachment thing, which I don't think it comes with the game anymore. I don't know if it ever did, but I don't want that attachment. I don't want to make this not portable device even less portable. And I have a battery pack on my current one, which would mean I wouldn't be able to use it anyway. So it's all this garbage that just makes me hate Nintendo right now.
All right, now I get it. I didn't realize. I was like, why don't you just buy a normal new 3DS? I didn't realize that it was a special smaller one, and so that's why it's even more
That they
frustrating
have yet to release without a bundle.
Right.
Which is so stupid. Because, and I mean, it's all about, getting these new face plates and all this kind of crap. But you can't do it unless you get this stupid Animal Crossing one, which isn't even available in a lot of places officially in stock. It's only at like GameStop, and I think Walmart has it too, but Best Buy sold out of those. Amazon doesn't sell, they just have third party sellers. So I don't know. I don't know what Nintendo's doing. They don't want to make money. I hope they fail because they deserve to, because they're making crappy, stupid decisions. Miitomo is a piece of garbage.
I never even downloaded it. Everybody seemed all
Don't.
about it. And
People were all about it for a day, and then they realize it's just a question side of OkCupid without any chance for sex. So they're like, okay, I'm done with this.
Oh boy.
Stupid ass. Nintendo. Pieces of garbage.
I took up a new hobby. I have been playing disc golf.
How's that going for you?
I'm terrible at it, but the lady friend that I'm talking to and stuff and hanging out with, she's really into it. So I started doing it. Me and hers, it's pretty much what we do now since it's gotten warmer. It's probably what we'll end up doing today since I'm off.
So when can we expect the disc golf podcast?
Well, that will also be with Preston and me and Sean because we all three play disc golf, and Corey will probably be on that show too. So. But I did have a fun story. We went to this course, and Owensboro, and it has this giant lake. Well, not really a giant lake, but it's just a lake in the middle of the park, and the disc golf course kind of goes around it, and we're playing, and I throw my disc golf, and of course the wind catches it, or I'm just terrible at throwing, and it goes into the lake. And I mean, it hit it when it went right into the water. It was gone. There was no floating on the surface. It was bloop, and it was gone. And the pond or what lake or whatever was so murky that you couldn't even see it on the bottom. So I was like, I have to get that disc replaced. And it was my long range disc on top of it. So I was like, damn it. It's like the one I use the most. So we got near the end of the course. And most disc golf courses are like 18 holes. This one was 27 holes because it had like an extra long range area. And we're going to like one of the holes. And this guy pulls up on like a cart. And he's from like the groundskeeper of the park. And he's like, here you go. And he threw a disc at me. And it hit the ground. And he said, it's been on my cart for 3 days. Somebody lost it. No one came looking for it. Here you go. Whoever wants it can have it. I picked it up. Not only was it a long range flyer, but it was a $16 disc that you'd pick up at like, it was one of the more expensive discs. So I literally got a disc for free that cost me more than the entire set that I bought originally. So it was real nice. Really nice. So, but disc golf's fun. You ever played it?
No. Everything you're talking about, long disc things, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, if you ever played golf games, you know, you got your different putters. Well, it's the same concept, except you're throwing a disc instead of a golf ball. So, and you
What's that other game that people play that's like football or something with frisbees or discs or whatever?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. That's not disc golf. Disc golf is just like golf, but with discs.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you throw it in these metal. Basically, you got this thing that's, instead of having a hole, you got this pole up that comes up off the ground about 2 feet, and it's round, and it has all these chains on the top of it, so that way if you throw your frisbee in it, it hits the chains and falls down into the hole, and so that's what you're basically doing is you try to get it into that. And it's just, the rules are basically the same as golf. There's out of bounds, there's water hazards, there's not really sand traps, but there are sticker bush traps, it seems, because me or her will get into several of those on a course. So how long does it take to play?
Typical hole.
The
way golf is.
Oh, okay.
18 holes, so how long is a typical hole? Like, you know, it's like 400 yards. Like, it's not going to be the same length. It'll be like what?
It just really depends. Like, a lot of times they're like 300 feet. Sometimes they're 500 feet. So, but
damn, that's longer than I was expecting.
Yeah, it's a lot of walking.
What's the average like par for a hole? Typical par, is it a par?
Par three, four, and five. But a lot of times with the disc golf courses, we've noticed that, well, maybe it's just me and her. We're not as good as, you know, professionals either, so they probably know how to throw it further. We're probably bogeying every time, but, you know, we ain't there to try to.
Mm-hmm.
We're there just to have fun, you know, and she'll beat my ass because she's more experienced at it, but.
That's why I never go golfing with my dad. He takes it too seriously.
Yeah, but, you know, we just have fun playing it, so. But I'll let you get to what you're talking about, so I'll go run and get a drink.
I want to talk about what Rich has been playing. He's been playing some Killer Instinct Season 3. I hear there's a battle total in it, which means it's the best season ever. Stranger of Sword City, that's on Xbox Live, maybe on other platforms. But there's a 10-hour free Xbox trial. You can go check it out. It's maybe good. I don't know. He's been playing Earthbound. You know where he's been playing Earthbound? On his new 3DS XL. Because he can play SNES games on it. Do you like it when I say SNES? Or do you want me to say Super Nintendo? Who cares? You know who cares? I care. Because I would love to play Earthbound 2. I could play it on my Wii U. This is true. But I would like to play it on a portable device that I could take on the train and out. And, you know, just not be tethered to a stupid TV. But I can't play Earthbound. because Nintendo doesn't want me to play Earthbound. And then he's been playing Bravely Default in order to catch up for Bravely Second, and he paid way too much money for it, even though he did get a good amount of trade-in. He still paid a ridiculous amount of money for this game that is probably okay, but it's ridiculous.
So what was you talking about, Earthbound? You can't play it?
Because it's on the new 3DS.
Oh. Well, you could play it on your Wii U.
I don't want to. I went over the why I don't want to. I want to have it on a handheld device so I can take it when I'm on the train or, you know, not at home. And the whole tethering thing, it's not a good range. That there's not much range at all with that stupid Wii U tablet.
Yeah.
And I don't want to use that Wii U tablet. I don't like it. I was playing Super Metroid for the first time, and I was like, this is not enjoyable, and I stopped playing. But on to what I've actually been playing. I just played a little bit of MLB The Show 16, and it's
the whole reason like why you wanted MLB a PS4. Shows.
I was excited about it, and it's a solid baseball game, but I'm annoyed by how ugly the created character is. It's super ugly, especially when you compare it to something like NBA 2K, which lets you use your own face and just looks better in general, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think the MLB The Show franchise was always a really good-looking franchise, but I think it's kind of stalled for the last few years and hasn't really made any big jumps. But yeah, I mean, it's just baseball, and it's the only baseball out there, and that sucks because I would love to play a baseball game on an Xbox One. I would love for people with an Xbox One to be able to play a baseball game, or people with a PC, anything, because, I mean, the 2K franchise, even though it wasn't that great, it, when it was still running, it was on all the consoles and even PC, which is crazy. But I have been playing two Toys to Life games, Disney Infinity 3.0 and Lego Dimensions. So Disney Infinity 3.0, I finished the single player campaign of whatever comes with the starter pack. I don't remember
Star Wars one. It was Star Wars Clone something. Wars.
Yeah. It's fine. It's a solid campaign. What's annoying is that it's really, really short, made much longer by the abundance of side missions that are all pretty dumb for the most part.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's fun, and I enjoy the combat enough, and I like the visual style of it. I always have. I do wish, though I know it, I guess it'd be ridiculous, or why they wouldn't. I don't know. It would be nice if you could just use characters from outside licenses, like if you could use Marvel characters in the Star Wars story. Even as ridiculous as that may be.
Yeah.
You know what's already ridiculous? I'm playing this mission on the good side as Darth Maul. Does that make any sense? No. So why can't I just play as Captain America or whoever?
And, you know, I thought maybe when if they did a Disney Infinity 4.0, because they're not doing a new one this year, thank God. I thought, well, maybe when they do 4.0, you know, they'll allow you to do that. They just won't allow the car characters in there. And that's only characters that wouldn't make sense in anything because they don't play the same as everything else. And then apparently somebody showed rumors that they're going to do a Finding Dory set.
Whatever. I'm annoyed by the fact, too, that all their play sets and significant single-player campaign things are always Pixar and Marvel, like Star Wars. Like, why can't they just, I know they're not new, but there's still a lot of love for all their classic Disney stuff. Why can't they bring out a classic starter pack thing? Yep. Not starter pack, but like a play set that has an actual story to it so that I can go through a story with Aladdin and Lion King characters, or, you know, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, all those people. Why can't I do that? And that's what I want.
And honestly, they should do something like that for Disney Infinity. You know, they should do that where, like they did with the Marvel Battlegrounds, where it's like, oh, all the Marvel characters can play in this one playset. They need to do that something with that, like the Disney characters, but make it like platformers and stuff. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I would love that so much. It'd be amazing. But they don't, I don't know. It just feels like they want to do things that are just current, and they don't care about the classic. They'll bring out the figures because they know people will buy them, but what they don't apparently think is that while they'll buy the figures, they would also buy the play sets if they came out with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. But I like it, and I do like the toy box. There's a lot of stuff going on in there. I wish there wasn't as much loading in between things because they have like this one thing that I could see myself getting really into, the whole farming aspect, but having to load to that area is just annoying. I don't want to. And then I don't think it does anything when I'm not playing the game. Because like if you leave the game and come back, I think plants will still be growing, but after you harvest thing, you have to then go into your menu, get your psyching, be like place to get everyone to start working again. I just wish they would constantly be working and be able to harvest themselves as stupid pieces of garbage.
Yeah, there's so much stuff to do in that toy box mode and stuff. It's just crazy. There's a lot of, and they've added so much stuff to that toy box mode that I can't even make levels now because I'm so lost because there's just so many options.
There's a lot of stuff in there. But it's a solid game. And then Lego Dimensions, I
You'd
played for a
love this
bit.
game. You'd love it.
I played for a bit, and then I stopped playing because I think of all the Toys of Life games, I haven't played Skylanders in a while, so I don't know how that is in terms of the single player campaign, all that. It is by far the meatiest because I played through a few, like three levels, and they all took me maybe like 30 to 45 minutes each, and there seemed to be like 20 to 30 levels in the game. So it's a meaty thing, especially if you're going after getting all the unlockables and all that. It's annoying that the most coin doubler you can get is only 2 times. Unlike, Marvel ones where it's like you can get up to 20 times or whatever. But I stopped playing because as much as I was enjoying this story content and I love the Lego sense of humor and I love Lego, I hate the way they're set up because they require their quote unquote puzzles to involve you moving the pieces around the stupid toy pad that you to put your characters on to get them into the game. And the puzzles are only, and some of them, maybe all of them, are time based. So you have to move a character between one and one. And it's annoying as shit because one, it's not clever, it doesn't require any intelligence. And two, if you have a bunch of characters already on there, then you have to move one off so you can move the other one to the other one, and then you're like, it's constantly just moving pieces around. It's not fun. It's not fun. It doesn't make me feel like, oh, I'm really playing with these toys in real life and playing the game. Maybe a stupid moronic kid would feel like, oh, I'm doing this and it's happening. Like, no, it's just stupid. It's annoying. It takes away from the game. And also, the little hub worlds they have for these different properties, they're empty, they're boring, there's not that much fanfare, they're really crappy, and I'm disappointed by that because I've only played through the Back to the Future and Lord of the Rings little hub world, but there's just nothing to do and there's not much to see and it's just really boring. The only good part was when ever you go into the Back to the Future one, it plays the Huey Lewis song.
That's
That's it.
cool.
The Power of Love.
So you didn't buy any of the level packs or anything and try those out?
I haven't bought a level pack that comes with a story, like its own campaign. I have
Right,
a
I knew
few
that.
character. I bought a few character packs that they've been on like ridiculous sales for $3 here or there, and then I got for like $10 the Scooby-Doo one because I like. I would also say that I think just the figures themselves compared to all the other ones are just stupid because they're just Lego minifigs, which I love Lego, but they're just minifigs that you put onto a little disc. And you could put whatever you want on the disc because they come right off. They're stupid. But the actual vehicles are really cool. The little tiny Mister Machine is awesome. I love that little thing. The like Batmobile is cool. What's it, the thing that sucks is the Doc Brown figure set comes with, and you can change between three different vehicles, but you can only do it when you unlock them in the game because they don't give you instructions for those. Those instructions for the vehicles are in the game. It's like I don't know why they included instructions at all because I don't need instructions on how to put together a minifig. It's got pants, it's got a torso, and it's got a head. Maybe they have a cape, maybe they have a little hat, helmet thing. Whatever, I don't need fucking instructions for that, you jackasses. But that one comes with the stupid train from Back to the Future 3. I don't want that. I mean, you get the DeLorean with the actual level set, play set, whatever they're called. But yeah, the fact that you have to manipulate the figures on the actual input pad thing, up to like five times in every level
Ugh.
is just so frustrating. That's why I was telling you, because you thought about
I
buying it or
still
whatever.
want
I
it. I
was like,
just.
don't do it. Buy it when it's like ridiculously super cheap, because it's still overpriced. It's ridiculously overpriced. I also, as someone who loves Lego, I did not put that stupid portal together because it's ugly and it just would make putting that thing away when I'm not playing it a big ass hassle. What am I going to do with that stupid portal? I don't want to do it. It's just more free pieces for my giant little thing of Lego pieces.
I mean, I'm interested to get it. It's just that I don't want to get caught up in it. And I do love all the deals going on, but to me, I don't know. I don't collect Legos, and I still think those things are overpriced.
It's it
It's
is
funny. It's funny because I'll buy
ridiculous.
every fucking Disney Infinity thing that comes out, but I feel like the Lego Dimension stuff actually is overpriced.
It's ridiculously low for price. Even though you may be able to make arguments, I wouldn't have to look into it, like how many pieces you get for the amount compared to like regular sets and all that. I don't care. Because whatever, these things are just these dumb little things. I don't know. And like I don't mind with Disney Infinity because those figures, I just think the Disney Infinity figures are nice. Even if I was not a gamer, I would buy those figures because I love that art style. I love the matte finish on them. I think they're the nicest figures. So yeah, I'm really waiting for a sale because I do want to get that Marvel Battlegrounds when it's on sale.
Yeah, well, that dropped in price from $34 to 20, so
Where? When?
that's what the normal price of it is now, is 20. It was originally
For
announced.
the Marvel Battlegrounds? Bullshit.
No, I'm
That
serious.
just happened because I've been looking at it for
Dude,
like.
day one, it
No, you're fucking out of
no,
your
I'm
mind.
dead fucking serious.
You no, you're not. You're a fucking idiot.
No,
Right now
no.
on Amazon, $29.96, regular price $29.99. It's not $20. Maybe it was $35 and it dropped down to $30. It's
No,
not
no,
twenty
no, no, no,
bucks.
no. It was $35 when they announced it, and then before it came out, maybe you had to pre-order it, it was $20.
That
But
might
I'm
have been some pre-order bullshit sale that you're remembering or some other crap, but it's
No,
not.
I'm serious.
It's I don't give a shit. It's not $20 now. You're making it sound like day one is $20 everywhere. It's now $20 for everyone. No, it's not.
It was day one, it was 20.
I don't give a fuck. Moving on. Show's ending. I can just cut all this out. I don't give a shit what you fucking find on your stupid bullshit internet. I don't care. It's $30 right now. That's all that fucking matters. Nobody gives a shit about it being a day one bullshit. Okay?
Yeah,
Move on.
they did. Hold on, they did raise it back up. But it was, I promise, I'm not
I
lying.
don't give a shit. I believe in aliens before I believe it was ever $20. Moving on. Moving on. Stop typing. 6 feet under. I'm gonna hang up on you right now. Five. No, six,
Wait, 6 feet up.
five,
Hold on a second. I wanted to say something about
four.
Lego
Yes, you put
Dimensions.
6 feet under.
Let's.
No. Oh, Lego Dimensions. Okay, that's not
I just
Disney
wanted to
Infinity.
say. So you didn't buy any of the level the packs that have like levels or anything like that.
No, I mean those have been on
Yeah.
sale for a lot of
Well,
time. I mean, they had like the Simpsons pack for like $15.
from what I also understood, those levels were like an hour long.
Yeah, I all the content in. Whatever. Lego's just dumb.
Yeah.
And I say that as somebody who loves Lego.
So, I started watching 6 Feet Under, which is an HBO show about a funeral home, and their dad dies, and so they have to take over the funeral home, and it's a really good show.
I don't get the title.
You don't get the title.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm
Don't.
not that stupid.
I was like, come on. I was like, I don't know. I was like, have you never heard the term 6 Feet Under? It's a really good show. It's drama. It's kind of some dark humor. But it's not as, I don't know. It looked weird when it first came out and I never watched it, but my lady friend that's like her favorite show. So I'll give it a shot. And I kind of got hooked. I'm in season four and getting close to like the halfway point of season four. And there's only
You know
five
what
seasons.
you and your lady friend should watch if she hasn't seen it already? I don't know if you ever saw it. Is Bernie. I think it's on Netflix. It's
Bernie?
fantastic. Yes. It's based on a true story. And they have actual people from the true story. And it's like a mockumentary type of thing. It's not like mocking it
What
or
is it
anything.
about?
It's one. It stars Jack Black in not a typical Jack Black role. Don't let that deter you if you typically don't like Jack Black. But he works at a funeral home, like doing the. I'm trying to think what they're called because it's not a mass, but doing the whatever presentation or whatever of the dead, whatever, doing the wakes and everything. He also does the makeup for the dead bodies.
Huh.
But it's a story that was based on a true story where he befriended this old lady and then he ends up accidentally killing her. And then he tries hiding her body and then they find the body. And then it's all about the fact that everyone in this town loves Bernie. They did not like this old woman. She's a hated, like, mean old bitch. And then they're saying, well, you know what? You know, she's old. She deserved it. Don't send him off to prison. Let's leave him alone. It's fine. And they had to get a jury, you know, send him to a jury outside of the state and all that because there was no way he would be convicted there. It's just a really quirky little thing that I just absolutely adored. It's from Richard Linklater, who did the Before trilogy, and he did Boyhood, Dazed and Confused, a whole bunch of stuff.
I've heard of one of those. So.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing Boyhood.
No. Dazed and Confused.
I thought that might be the other one. I would highly recommend the Before trilogy because those are my favorite movies. Before Sunset is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know. Yeah, I know those movies too, but I've never seen any of them.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, I wish they'd put them on Netflix because I've always been interested in watching them because you like them, but they're never all together on whatever's. I've seen like one of them on Netflix before, but not the other two. And then I've seen like two of them on HBO Go, but never the first one.
They're amazing. And I like it. It sucks for people who didn't get to experience the way I did, or like a lot of people did, and the few fans it does have that had to wait while each movie was made because there's 9 years between the first and second, 9 years between the second and third, and they filmed them with that gap in there. So while in real life there's a 9 year difference, in the movie, in the character's life, there's a 9 year difference, and it's just following their lives over these various periods in their lives.
Wait, so these movies were filmed over 9 years time as well?
No.
Oh,
I mean, Boyhood was filmed. Gotcha. There's a 9 year gap between the first and the second, a 9 year gap between the second and the third.
Gotcha. And I thought maybe they were they were making the movie over the, like, yeah, you know, they.
No, that's Boyhood.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's pretty much it.
Well, I mean, we both saw Batman v Superman, and we both agree that it's the greatest comic book movie of all time, so we should probably talk about that.
I have not seen Batman versus Superman.
I have not either.
So, I cannot confirm nor deny that, but...
I can pretty much confirm that it isn't.
I'm going to hold judgment. I just don't care enough to go see it in the theater.
No, it looks garbage. Zack Snyder is garbage.
The one thing I wanted to go see in theaters, I never did get to go see. And I'm kind of annoyed. I wanted to go see 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah. I still need to see that. But I think it's at my second run-esque theater still.
Yeah.
I still want to see Zootopia.
Yeah. I kind of want to see that, but I'll wait till that's on video. That storyline doesn't look as exciting as... to me as some of the other stuff. But I hear it's good.
Heard it's amazing. And I think it's from the people who... I know they did Frozen, so... That's not good, but that team also did Tangled,
yeah,
which is amazing.
I'm just not a big fan of Disney's anthropomorphic animals stuff. I didn't care for the Jungle Book.
Well, I think the difference here is that they're really just regular people who look like animals, as opposed to being like we're in a jungle setting. Like, oh, it's the Lion King. It's about the world of nature and all that stuff. This is more so just. Okay, these are animals as people.
Yeah, I don't care for furries.
Oh my god. Did you play Dust and Elysian Tale and did you like it?
I did not finish that game.
You're the worst. It's such a stupid thing.
What? I don't think the game was bad. I just never... I just didn't...
No, the whole people who don't like furries, who gives a shit?
I don't know, I just... Animals doing people stuff is just kind of weird to me.
I don't get it.
No, I'm fucking with you. I don't really care. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's great, and I want to see it, but I'm just not ready to go out to the theaters and see it. Plus, you know, I gotta quit watching cartoons, man. Gotta quit. I don't want people to think I'm a kid, you know.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're just fucking with me right now, and I'm ready to strangle you.
But anyway, we should end this because we got an hour.
Look at that. I'm surprised we made it that long.
So, all right, Mark, what do you want to plug?
I am on Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Xbox Live, pretty much everywhere at PX Sausage on PSN. I am the Kush 3. That is the KUSH 3. Wii U, who gives a shit about that? That's my name on there.
1, 2, 5, 5, 9, 10, 7, 6, 4, 4, 4, 3, 2, 4.
The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. You can go there for this podcast, videos, art, the other podcast I do, which I'll be finishing recording right after this, the Pixelated Sausage podcast. We're on this latest episode. You can hear me talk about more Studio Ghibli dubs and some games, but mostly just the anime crap. I just finished Ponyo this morning. I didn't talk about it on this last show because I recorded that section before it. But I held off on that a long time. That was the only dub I ever heard of Studio Ghibli before. And I didn't remember liking it because I thought Liam Neeson was horribly miscast. And I still think that. The rest of the cast is fine. What I forgot is that the movie is just awful. It is a terrible movie. Ponyo is probably, of the ones that I've watched right now, the worst. Because Ponyo as a character is incredibly annoying. It's just this very juvenile, stupid thing that I guess is playing off The Little Mermaid and I think also a short story or something. And it's just stupid, stupid garbage. But yeah, there's all that. And of course, if you want to support this podcast, that podcast, the site in general, we have a Patreon up and you can go there. There's a button on the site which can send you there, or you can just go to patreon.com/pxs. And then of course Rolex DP Racer, aka Rich, aka our black host.
Oh my god, did you have to go there? He's our friend. He's our friend first.
He's our friend first, and then he's our black host second. We don't see color in friendship, but in hosts we see color. Because he's all about racing, and tires are black, not white. And they leave black marks all over the road.
But what about white walls?
White walls, that's where they crash into. Because they're always trying to break free from the white people suppressing
them. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Nobody's going to make it this far anyway. But he does a racing podcast that y'all should check out called Sports Car Unleashed, which you can find at scunleashed.com.
I was also told from a message on Xbox Live that BC Renton actually went to our Patreon page.
Yes, he did.
That was awesome of him. Thank you for that.
Yep.
So he's the only one. I know we got more than, I think we got like two people that donated. So I was like,
we
he's
have two Patreons, which is two more than I ever expected.
I don't know who the other one is. So I just knew BC Renton had sent me a message saying, hey, I support what you guys do. I'm like, thanks, man.
Yeah.
The other one's probably you, isn't it?
It blew my mind. Nope. I would not put in $10 of my own money.
Oh, that is true. All right. And I am Henderson Man on just about everything. And we keep an eye out for the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast.
The PP Podcast.
Hopefully we're going to try to do, like I said, we're going to try to do that on Thursday night after work. And I don't know how long it'll take Corey, Mark to put up a page and all that crap for it.
I'm already ready for it.
Oh, you just need the logo.
I just need like the logo and all that jazz.
Awesome.
And then it would take however long for, you know, once I have a file to put up to have it accepted in iTunes and all that jazz. But
right.
Other places it'll be fine.
Awesome. So can't wait to get that started. So you guys all have a wonderful week. Sorry for the late show, but hey, at least we got you guys something.
Yep. And don't forget what I said in the chat to tell Sean.
I just sent it to him. I texted him about 2 seconds ago.
Want to add a profile thing? Just give me the information. I'll put it in there.
Alrighty, everybody, we're out.
Yep. Have a great day.